Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, April 6th, and this is MEC Communication Chairperson Sarah Nelson reporting, and Glenn's gotta go. Our day of action began almost 24 hours ago in Hong Kong, where hundreds of our flying partners picketed, marched, and chanted in unison, "Contract now." Record turnouts continued in Narita, London, Frankfurt, and beginning this morning in New York. We are standing together again and making it clear that we are playing for keeps. We won't back down. And we will do whatever it takes to get an industry-leading contract with the improvements United Airlines flight attendants have determined are important. After one full year in negotiations, management is nowhere near to addressing the improvements we seek after our pay, benefits, working conditions, and pensions were slashed nearly 8 years ago. We are working at 1994 wage levels in the year 2010 and working 48% more compared with 2002 schedules and staffing. Our negotiations started 9 months prior to the January 7, 2010 contract amendable date due to a provision in our contract that was intended to provide us with a new contract by the amendable date. The improvements to our pay, health care, retirement, and working conditions are now 3 months overdue. In a statement to the media, MEC President Greg Davidovich stated, quote, "The proposals from management are purely concessionary. They have refused to present us with a compensation proposal, and flight attendants are sick and tired of waiting for the compensation and working conditions we are due. We will not agree to the wholesale destruction of portions of our contract to pay for any perceived improvements." End quote. Visit UnitedAFA.org to view pictures and video as it is sent in from our protests around the world. A full recap will be posted tomorrow on our website and included in AFA eLines. Yesterday, in anticipation of our next global day of action, management's spin machine attempted to confuse the status of our negotiations, insinuating falsely once again that they have proposed compensation rates rather than the concessionary proposals we have continually updated for review on UnitedAFA.org. Yesterday, they posted a letter from Senior Vice President of Labor Relations, Doug McKean, that was sent to our union over the weekend. The full text of the letter is posted on our website, along with a letter from MEC President Greg Davidovich. Management has refused to present a compensation proposal to our union. At the federally mediated negotiation session in March, AFA reviewed our positions on the compensation section of our contract, and management refused to present a proposal for this section. To be clear, United has not offered continental pay. In fact, they have not placed any compensation proposal on the table. Their public letter is nothing new. More smoke and mirrors in an attempt to distract from their concessionary proposals and insinuate something that it is not. The letter is simply a rehash of the same old concessionary model that they presented at the beginning of negotiations, released again on the day before we protest. It is merely an attempt to steer the media coverage away from the true story. Flight attendants are mad as hell. This letter is nothing new, and nowhere in it does it say that they are proposing continental pay rates. It uses phrases such as, for example, and as a basis for. Since the beginning of negotiations, they have proposed a continental model for our negotiations, not the continental contract. All of their proposals are concessionary, and in case they didn't hear no at the table, they can hear it from our picket line. We stand behind our negotiators. On a different note, we take care of each other. The AFA CWA Disaster Relief Fund is available to assist AFA members following a federally declared disaster. The government declared the Rhode Island counties of Kent, Newport, Providence, and Washington a federal disaster area following recent flooding rains. AFA members affected by the flooding who also have a primary residence in these counties are eligible for $200 in emergency assistance. Please contact AFA EAP to apply. Call 1-800-424-2406. That's 1-800-424-2406. The AFA Disaster Relief Fund is a 501c3 organization separate from AFA's operating funds. 100% of contributions go directly to affected flight attendants in the form of cash assistance. Donations may be made online with Visa or MasterCard, and there is a link to the donation page on UnitedAFA.org. There were no negotiations last week. The next mediation session is in Chicago and will be on April 20th through the 22nd. As our negotiating committee prepares for the next mediation session, they continue to encourage all of us to respond to the latest negotiation survey. That's all for this afternoon. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.